I would like for you to turn in the Word of God to the book of Revelation, the 22nd chapter, and we'll begin with verses 12 and 13. Revelation 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. That is Jesus Christ speaking. He says, I'm the Alpha and Omega. Now, the words Alpha and Omega come from the Greek alphabet. The New Testament, as far as we can tell, was first written in Greek by the Holy Spirit. That's the language that was used. And so Alpha and Omega come from the Greek alphabet. Oh, by the way, our word alphabet comes from the first two letters of the Greek alphabet. Alpha, beta, alphabet. That's how we got the word. Anyway, Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and Omega is the last letter of the alphabet. And so, the Lord Jesus Christ applied the entire alphabet to himself when he said, I am the Alpha, that's the beginning, and I'm the Omega. That's the ending. So here's the question for this morning. What biblical truths can we learn about Jesus Christ from his name, Alpha and Omega? I have several thoughts for you today. Number one, the fact that he uses Alpha and Omega as part of his title, description, it teaches us that he is the eternal God. Jesus Christ is the beginning, and he said, I'm the ending. I'm the first, and I'm the last. Now, I mean, if I walked up to you and said, I am the Alpha and Omega, I mean, you'd cock your head and go, okay, what is his problem? Obviously, we can't say that. But Jesus Christ can, because he is the beginning and the ending. For him to say that teaches that he is eternal. He's the eternal God. Turn now, if you will, to Isaiah chapter 44. Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 44. In Isaiah 44, verse 6, thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last. There it is. Besides me, there is no God. Pretty powerful statement. So the God of the Old Testament and the Jesus of the New Testament are the same person. Notice, God says, I'm the only God there is, and if you want to know what I am and who I am, I'm the Alpha and I'm the Omega. And Jesus said the same thing about himself, so obviously it teaches us that he is God. He's the Alpha and the Omega. No wonder he said to them in John 8, which surprised them, he said, before Abraham was, I am. I already existed. What was he teaching? If he existed before Abraham, obviously, he must be God. The book of Hebrews in the New Testament, notice the title, Hebrews. The book is written for all of us, but it had a special purpose toward the Jewish people. And so the book of Hebrews sets forth Jesus Christ as not only God, but also the Messiah of the Jewish people. Interesting, when you study the book of Hebrews, the number of times the word forever is there. Let me give you some illustrations. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8, it says, His throne is forever. In Hebrews 5, verse 6, it says, He, referring to Jesus, is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, not after Levi. You have to go back and study who Melchizedek is, and you understand why it says that. And in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14, it says, He, Christ, has perfected forever them that are sanctified. In Hebrews 13, 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no other person that you can say that about. Obviously, Jesus Christ is the eternal God. So here's the question. Have you placed your faith in the eternal God for your salvation? That's Christ. Or are you tied to just the world and you're just building on the changing, shifting sands of this world? Nothing here is going to last. Nothing. Only God is eternal. I want to know for sure, and I do, that when I take that last breath, I will be absent from my physical body and present with the Lord, the eternal God in heaven. That's what this is all about. We're not here to go through church rituals and all the rest. No, we are here so that we make sure everyone knows who God is and you have placed your trust in Him because He is trustworthy. He's the one that you should go to. So, do you know for sure that you're saved? The Bible teaches these things are written so that you may know that you have everlasting life. That's the message of Scripture. So, He's the Alpha and Omega. That teaches us that He's the eternal God. Here's a second thought. Listen carefully. If He's the Alpha and Omega, that teaches us that Christ is the alphabet of revelation. You say, what? Alphabet? What do you mean? Okay. What do you do with the letters of the alphabet? The alphabet is made up of letters. What do you do with them? I'll tell you what you do with them. You build words out of them. Right? Christ is the alphabet of God's revelation. Listen. John 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who is that? Christ. How do you know? Because the 14th verse defines the Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So who is the... In the beginning was the Word. You say, well, I thought the Scripture said in the beginning, God. Yes, because the Word is God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's Christ. He came into this world from eternity and took upon Himself physical flesh for the purpose of paying for our sins on the cross. Jesus is the alphabet of God's revelation because He's the Word. That's the simplest way I know how to put that. God has spoken. Jesus is the Word. Turn to another passage. Turn to Hebrews chapter 1. The book of Hebrews chapter 1. First two verses, Hebrews 1. I love these two verses. Powerful. Here's how it begins, Hebrews 1:1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke... Here it comes. Spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son. Ah, there it is. God. He did speak through the prophets. Those prophets, when they stood up and preached to the people, and they said it. We're telling you God's Word. We're telling you what God has filled us with to communicate to you. And Hebrews says to the Jewish people, God did speak in time past through the prophets. But now, He speaks to us in His Son, by His Son, Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the Word. If you want to understand who God is, listen to Christ. And we have His Word in our hands. I cannot tell you how much I value my Bible. Not the physical book, per se, although it's printed in this book, so I... We have the words of God. Younger generation needs to remember that. I don't care what churches say. I don't care what other people say. I'm not sure. I don't know what your friends say. If you have a question, young person, somebody ought to be able to show you from God's Word. Then there's no argument. If I tell you what I think, you can say, well, I don't agree with that. That's fine. But if I could show it to you in the Word, and as you know, that's what I have done through all the years. When people come ask me a question, I'll say, look, I can't tell you, but I can point you to the passage where God answers the question. And you should go by the Word. Wow. So, He's the Alpha and Omega. That teaches us that He is the eternal God. He's the Alpha and Omega. That teaches us that He is the alphabet, the words of God. He's the Word. And third, it teaches us that Christ is sufficient for all of our needs. When he says he's the Alpha and Omega, here's what we would say in English. Man, he is everything from A to Z. If you were Greek, you would say, yeah, he's everything from Alpha to Omega. That's A to Z. Covers the whole gamut. When Jesus says he is the Alpha and Omega, he is saying, look, I'm sufficient. There is nothing missing. I am all you need. Just spell it out to me. And in the book of Colossians, it says this: in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Come on, apply the verse to your life. Take that verse with you this week, you know, because you may be hurting. As you know, when you're a pastor, and there's so many things that come our way, and not all of them right here in the church. There are other people who reach out to me in various ways, and they don't go to this church. And I can tell you, there are a lot of hurting people. And so I was helping some people this week through some very difficult things. You may be facing some kind of a dismal situation or circumstance. Maybe you got bad news about something, or maybe one of your kids or grandkids has broken your heart. I remember, I am a grandpa, so I know what it's like. We have 8 grandchildren. Thank God for each one of them. So if you come and you say, you know, I'm a grandson or granddaughter, and here's the situation, I'm a grandpa. So I mean, my heart reaches out to you. But I can tell you, Jesus is sufficient for your every need. We have Christ. We're not living alone in this world. And he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. If you feel like the Lord has left you, he didn't. He was there. You may not have acknowledged him, but he was with you, and he will be with you. That's a great verse. In Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And finally, fourth, if Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, it teaches us that Christ will give us the victory, ultimately. I'll tell you what I think our biggest, let me speak for myself, my biggest problem, to be honest, one of my biggest problems, I sometimes don't finish what I start. Of course, I know you do, but I don't. I'm glad you laughed, because that confirmed. I mean, come on. You tell me, take a little test. You said, you know what? Boy, that particular book, somebody told me that's a really help me. And they said, this is just what you need. So I said, well, I'm going to read this book. How many books do you have at your house? And when you go over and pick them up, you've read about 1/3 or half or the first. You were going to get back to it? Mm-hmm. No. We don't finish what we start too often. You know, I sometimes have all these, I mean, you ought to see my library at home. You talk about files, and I've thrown thousands of things away over the years, but you ought to see all the files I have in my office. It would blow you away. So sometimes I say, you know, I'll file it away and I'll get back to it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I reach in some of my files and I'm like, oh my goodness. I wrote the dates on some of the things I filed away and I'm like, it's been 8 years since I looked at this? You know, that kind of thing. What is my point? I'll tell you my point. And here's the answer. Turn to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. In Hebrews chapter 12, notice, if you will, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author, that's the Alpha, and the what? The finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shames, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He is the what? We are to look unto Jesus, who is the Alpha and the Omega of our faith. He's the beginning and the end of our faith. It's all about him and what he can do in you and through you or to you. That's why we refer to the crucifixion of Christ as the finished work of Christ. Because he paid it all. He did. To the person who thinks they can work their way to heaven, if he did all the work, there isn't any work to be done. It's already been done on the cross. You simply have to accept the payment for your sins. That's what salvation is. Understanding that he paid it, Jesus paid it all. He's the Alpha and Omega. I love that passage. Look to Jesus, the writer of Hebrews says, because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. He just said what Jesus said. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. And I remember Philippians 1:6. He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it or complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. What he starts, he finishes. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, we pray that if there's anyone here who doesn't have a saving knowledge of you, that they will put their faith in your finished work on the cross, trusting you, knowing that their sins are paid. And Lord, for the rest of us who know you and love you, would you help us, Lord, to make you the Alpha and Omega of our lives? And would you help us this week to start looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith? Because even though it was difficult on the cross, for the joy that was set before you, you endured the cross. That means, Lord, we may be going through difficult times, but we can still have joy in the midst of all of the problems we face in this world because we trust you, the author and finisher, the Alpha and Omega of our faith. Thank you, Jesus, in your name.